Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
How you can make a smart light bulb as easy to use as a light switch.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And as more of us get connected to smart tech, the more we need to keep tabs on the latest advancements. Case in point, smart light bulbs. If you want to make a smart light bulb as easy to use as a light switch, it turns out all you have to do is add an on-off switch. Here to explain what we mean is the Wall Street Journal's Michael Hsu. He is Gear and Gadgets editor for Off Duty. Welcome back, Michael.
Hi, Tanya.
We're at this place where everything is connected. Our phone becomes the hub to control so many things around us. Case in point, smart light bulbs. First off, how smart is smart? What kinds of things is one able to do with this type of tech by way of apps, software, and the like?
Well, the sort of basic functionality is you can program them to go on and off at a certain time. You can control them with your smartphone. And the coolest part is you can control their colors. So there's like full color light bulbs that can change from red to green to blue and violet or anything in between. And there's also sort of white color-changing light bulbs that change from a warm sort of orangey light, maybe like, you know, from an incandescent bulb, to something really cool and bright and sort of like work-focused. And that's basically what people are looking for, I think.
Okay. I've yet to experiment with this particular kind of app control function, so I understand that sometimes app-controlled bulbs can be a little cumbersome.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about the traditional bulb, you have a light switch on your wall or on your lamp itself, and it's a great invention that's worked for many, many years. And suddenly, to control a lot of these bulbs, you might need to open your phone, and then launch an app, and then toggle a switch, or you can put it on your watch or whatever too, like tap something there. But it's still a lot more work, and it's still a lot more thought at this point than it is to just flip a switch.
So the pairing of a smart light with a physical on-off switch is the game changer here. So what are some of the common switches that are out there? There seems to be a variety of types. What have you come across?
Well, it's interesting because the switches have come out fairly recently. They're not brand new, but Philips Hue, which is a really popular line of bulbs, makes a switch now that you can stick on a wall, which is great. Logitech makes something called the Pop, which is like a little button that sticks on a wall. A lot of manufacturers are making the switches. What's interesting, there's one, it's the Lutron Caseta Wireless Pico controller. And Lutron has been in the lighting business for years, and they make a switch that looks like almost exactly like a decor light switch in your house. And it's really easy to mount, and you can, if you have some light switches already, it's easy to add one next to it and just change the faceplate. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for seamless, non-techie integration, that's probably the way to go.
Gotcha. Is that the brightest bulb? And by that, I mean smartest bulb in the lot.
It's hard to say that because it depends on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I'd really like the Lutron Caseta Wireless because you don't have to switch out all your bulbs. It works with your existing lamps. You just plug them into this little adapter that plugs into your wall, and you can, set timers and do all the fun things. Not change the colors, which is kind of something maybe a small percentage of people want to do, but it just gives you the basic functionality, and it's really responsive. And again, those light switches really make a difference. In terms of just a lamp that I found recently that I thought was really smart is Target's in-house brand Threshold.
Okay.
Has a line called the Aura collection of table lamps, and there's a pendant lamp and there's a floor lamp. And what's great about these is they have actually a control on-off control right on the lamp itself. So it's functionally a normal lamp, but with smart features.
We're talking smart light bulbs with Gear and Gadgets editor Michael Hsu. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Michael, you figure with something like an on-off switch, pretty basic, but what's the innovation here? Why is it so innovative?
It's funny because there's a lot of smart bulbs and smart products came out, but they weren't really, that practical to use. And just to add something as simple as a way to turn it on and off at the device itself was pretty revolutionary to me.
Yeah.
Basically, you can tap it. It has at the top of the lamp, you tap it, and it cycles through the dimming settings. So you can go from dim to bright, and it goes off, obviously. There's this whole connected bulb thing with color changing. The big thing now is to have your bulbs be bright, cool white in the morning, which makes you feel like the sun is out and it's more invigorating, and then go to warm white in the evening when you're sort of winding down. But the bulbs that do that, it's not that easy to really implement that in a practical way. And if you don't know what you're doing, or someone you live with doesn't know what's going on, it's really easy for these bulbs to get sort of out of whack. And no one wants to, call tech support just to turn on the light.
Right.
So this Aura collection bulb is pretty cool because you can set it to go cool and warm at certain times. And this on-off switch really does – sounds so simple, but it really does make a huge difference in the usability.
Absolutely. Whenever we talk, Michael, I always want to go out and buy whatever we're talking about. Always fascinating. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks again to Gear and Gadgets editor for Off Duty, Michael Sue. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.